You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me, I have the Omaha Area Director, Social Media Specialist, local here in Subaville Studios, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
I'm enjoying my first visit to Subaville Studios in 2020.
Speaking of 2020, guess what this podcast is?
Well, I hope I have a pretty good idea since you invited me on.
I've said it many times before we started recording,
it
too.
It has to do about VCP.
In 2020. Yes, which we had a debate, and it wasn't much of a debate because I'm pretty sure Ray is correct. Does that rhyme? VCP in 2020.
No.
It sounds like it rhymes to me.
It's got a nice meter to it, but it does not rhyme.
Meter. I like that. Is that a radio term?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
It sounded like poetry, you know.
So I talk about VCP a lot. I know Ray tends to get it into his educations too, and I don't know if that's influence of me or just the concept is truly amazing, not just in BNI, but in life. And I've said that many, many times. But what does VCP stand for, Ray?
Visibility leads to credibility, leads to profitability.
And we've said in the past that it was an equation. It is not. I even did a podcast about it, and it's a continuum. It's something you always need to be working on. And so I thought it would be a great podcast as we come into 2020 to kind of go through and talk about the different areas that we as BNI members can improve or start building our VCP within our chapters.
Yeah, it's like those old school video games. You level up each time you get that VCP going. You hit a level with it. Well, then you need to step up your game to get to that next level. So, that's, yeah.
And if you ever think that it ends, unfortunately, you are building your visibility with your chapter every single week by attending your meetings, right?
Easiest way to build visibility. I always ask in member success program when I teach the class, how's the best way to build visibility? And the first thing out of somebody's mouth every single time is, show up to the meeting.
So what else can we do to build that visibility?
Well, gosh, there's a lot of other things you can do to build visibility within your chapters. Some of the other common answers I get are volunteer to be on your chapter's leadership team. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit of visibility that way. But there's other ways you can get some visibility as well. Here in Omaha, we have a number of cross-chapter social events where we encourage BNI members from different chapters here in the local area to just kind of meet up, mix up, get some business, maybe make some referrals, make some contacts that you need business-wise, or just share ideas, what you do in your chapters. How you do things in your business. We've had some great growth come from people in those types of opportunities to kind of cross-pollinate a little bit with other chapters, get some new ideas, and it just seems to grow. And that's visibility for you all the way.
And I've also seen with the events, not just here in Omaha, but they're a great place to take visitors. It's kind of a non-threatening way for them to see the value in all these business professionals and BNI. Then you can say, well, hey, if you really want to get to know them a little bit better, come join me at our weekly meeting, your day and time. Whatever fits in there. So that's not necessarily visibility, but it's visitors, and that starts with V, right? So then another way, and this is something I just recently got to do, is we all have trade shows or we all have some type of conventions that might be happening in our areas. And if you can buy a booth, especially if you're new in your business or if you're like the only person in your business, you can split that booth cost with somebody. So digital marketing and payment processing is the one that kind of comes to mind. And they go hand in hand because the payment processing can be done on a website. And of course, digital marketing usually includes website development within that. So sharing a booth together, and it was a turf show where these are people that sell chemicals and cut grass and all of those things, but made some great connections and had some great conversations because in that industry, they are very aware that it needs to be done. They just don't know how. And so we were one of the few that were there to represent those kind of outside businesses, because since we're not specifically for turf. So gaining visibility for your business with another member, it's a little easier on the pocketbook sometimes too when you split that cost.
It's always nice to have that sort of option and opportunity there as well. There were a few other things we had on the list here for visibility as well, and I'm kind of blanking right at this very moment. But one thing that does sort of come to mind in regards to that is finding other networking opportunities with the people that you're in your chapters with. We talked about this on a previous podcast. If there's a business that somebody in your chapter has and they're going to like some sort of networking or contact event for that industry, feel free to tag along, even if you're not in that industry. It's a chance for you to get some visibility for you. You never know who's going to come across your needs in whatever it is that they do that's related to this other business. Because, hey, you know this other person already through your chapter, so you've got some connection there. Why not build that out? Go that a little bit further with that. So there's all kinds of different ways to get that visibility in.
I wrote an education piece for a chapter. They wanted to focus on some stuff, and I went deep in the task versus purpose. I went deep into it. And I stated in there, if you are not going to outside networking events like what you just talked about, you will not have a pool of visitors to continuously invite to your chapter, period.
That's entirely true.
I stick to that statement.
So there's lots of opportunities out there as well. You know, in BNI, we're not telling you you can't go hang out with other networking opportunities. In fact, we're encouraging you to check out as many as you can. That as long as they're not exclusive like we are, we have no problem with this. I think that's something that's a misconception in BNI. And any chance I get to clear that up, I like to. Sorry.
No, I appreciate that. All right, so credibility. And I explain this as credibility is like a tight wire. Generally, you go pretty slow, but if you fall off, you got to go all the way back to start over. But different ways to build your credibility, and this I'm going to focus on specifically with your chapter members, more or less. It can go outside of your chapter, but let's look at the chapter options. So the first one is, what's our philosophy?
Giver's gain.
So passing referrals helps you build your credibility with fellow members by giving business. They will want to actively find business for you. In my 10 years experience, I've seen this on many different levels, but I've always seen it to be true in all reality.
Another one comes from our code of ethics, following up on those referrals as you receive them, you know, following through on that. That's a great way to gain credibility and not just some sort of half-hearted follow-up. If somebody gives you a phone number and says, hey, this person is interested, and you just sort of go, yeah, I'll get to that. You know, you put it on the bottom of a heap of some stuff on your desk and you're cleaning up your desk like 3 weeks later and you're like, oh, that guy.
Is it too late to call that guy?
Gee, I hope it's not too late. Yeah, those sort of things, you know, they might seem little, but they will add up, and they will add up quickly. If it's a big thing or a little thing, there's, to me, I hate to say it, but there's really no little things.
Yeah.
All the little things are important. If you kind of mess up on the little things, you won't get those bigger opportunities you're looking for later. If I can't trust you with something small, I'm going to trust you with something large.
Well, and I'll give you an example of what I started doing, because especially when I started traveling and going to different chapters all the time, I would make little promises that at the end of the day, I would forget, you know, like, oh, you know what? I'll send you that podcast we just talked about. Or, oh, yeah, I'll update that in the system for you. And it didn't really dawn on me how important this was until I got a few emails after a round of travel. And it was the, hey, can I still get that podcast from you? Or, oh, hey, I saw you didn't update this. And that's when I realized those little promises that we make, we might forget them, but the people we make them to, they don't forget them. So,
and they add up.
They do quickly. So I have an area in my to-do list and it is today. And I'll put little promises like that in the today list. And it has really given me the ability to be known as that person that will follow up. And that helps credibility. And Ray said this when we were kind of talking about this podcast before we started recording. All the little things add up to the big things.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where if you do all the little things well, that's where that person's going to have the trust in you to give you that big referral, because they know you're going to treat the referral the same way you've treated them.
Perfect.
All right, profitability.
Wow. That's a big word, isn't it? That's really why we're all here, isn't it?
Maybe. I mean, yes, but maybe because and I've stated this, profitability cannot be defined easily in BNI because it is different for everybody.
I kind of have built off that a little bit. When I talk about profitability, I'll often say, you can't always measure profitability in dollars. Mm-hmm. That is a great way to measure profitability. It's very countable. It's very easy to look at a big number and say, hey, I've made this amount of dollars. And that is one kind of profitability. There's mm-hmm. so many different ways you can be profitable in your membership. And we kind of went off on that right before we turned on the mics, didn't we?
Well, it's relationship building, especially solopreneurs. They're meeting their fellow members. It's not just their sales force. It's their go-to. I have a challenge. I have a problem. I have a question. I have all these people that have either been there or they are there currently that I can go throw this out. I know, like, trust, and value them, so I'm comfortable being a little more open with them. So just to have, I don't know, like a think tank, is that what it is?
A professional support system of some
sort.
I don't know it. I don't know what I would call it. I call it the chapter. I call it the group. But whatever you want to call it, that's an important factor of the kind of profitability that I think we provide. Another form of profitability that you don't necessarily think about right away is having those contacts, whether you need people right away or not. There are positions and chapters that I look at and I talk to these people, and I don't know the last time I've needed their particular service or where in the future I see that coming. But I also can't see the future. Otherwise, I'd have won the lottery long before now.
Would you give me the winning numbers too then?
I might share a few of them, but I got to get the big jackpot for myself.
What do you mean, a few? You can't just give me a few.
Hey, five numbers without the Powerball is still pretty good, right?
Yeah, I'll take it.
So anyway, point being that I don't know when I'm going to need these people, but knowing that they're there and having that resource, and you don't know who you're going to encounter in your personal life or professional life that might have a need for somebody else. Being that person who knows everybody is sort of a certain level of profitability in and of itself. Having those kind of connections is a profit that you don't really think about right away in BNI.
And the last one I'll touch on the profitability side is public speaking. You get to practice it. You practice not necessarily your direct sales pitch, but some sort of a sales pitch. And I have seen very timid, shy, introverted people join BNI, and they are like the most active, outgoing people at trade shows because they got comfortable talking to people. They got comfortable being in those environments.
And just adding one little thing onto that, knowing how to say something about yourself and say it quickly, succinctly, clearly, and understandably goes a long way. When you've only got a few minutes to make that first impression, and if you can do it strongly based on the skills you've got from that public speaking in front of your chapter, that's extra points.
Ray, you know what you will never get to see, ever?
A lot of things.
Well, yeah, but me...
The Beatles play live.
Okay. Led Zeppelin. Of course you opened up that door. No, you will never get to see me as a young commission sales in the countertop industry before I joined BNI, because I'm pretty sure at networking events, if you started a conversation with me, it was all about me, I'll tell you right now, and I probably explained every little fine detail about every countertop in the whole world, when all they probably wanted to know was, how long have I been in the industry?
Well, if anybody listening to this podcast has any video of Brandon from his early sales days, I'd be happy to have that. Ray at BNIHeartland.com.
I would like to see that too. Brandon at BNIHeartland.com. I would really enjoy that. I don't think I have any recorded videos. That's probably on like 7 laptops ago at this point. All right. Well, any final thoughts on this, Ray, on the VCP in 2020?
It's just another chance to level up. Every year is a chance to level up. You're at a level now. Wherever you're at is great for you right now, but there's always room to go up another level. So find out what that next level is. Maybe you go up 2 levels this year. Who knows? But level it up this year.
2020.
Or you can go up 20 levels if you really.
That is crazy. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share, subscribe, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, this is one of my favorite topics. I think you know that.
And I enjoy talking it with you.
And we could probably do like an hour one, but we kept it pretty good on time.
We'll just do a couple more.
And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.